And now on to more skating of the other kind, figure skating. Today, the women skaters completed their short programs. Amy Shipley is covering the figure skating for the Washington Post, and she joins us from Turin. And Amy Shipley, Michelle Kwan is not skating, but there is an American in first place after the short program. Sasha Cohen.
Sasha Cohen is in first place, and in fact, Americans are in three of the top seven positions. Kimmy Meisner is in fifth, and Emily Hughes is seventh. It was a fabulous night of skating, very few mistakes, and really a great night for the Americans without Michelle Kwan.
What did Sasha Cohen do to end up in first? What was her routine like?
Well, she had a beautiful routine and a flawless routine. She didn't do a triple-triple, the barometer of, really high-level women's skating. I think there were a dearth of those tonight. People were playing it a little more safe, although Kimmy Meisner landed one. But she had a great, complicated, beautiful program. She really sold it. She looked really relaxed and really excited. And she's a mere 300ths of a point ahead of Irina Slutskaya. She leads 66.73 to 66.70, so it's incredibly close. And it was an incredible night of skating.
Now, Irina Slutskaya is the favorite here, and she's considerably older and has won national world championships. What did she do tonight?
Irina also looked great. I mean, they both put on, you know, a fabulous little duel, and, you know, obviously by the little tiny margin separating them, it's really, a toss-up as to who is the favorite going into the long program. Japan Shizuka Arakawa also skated brilliantly. She is just, she's less than about 6/10 of a point behind both of them. And, really, it's impossible to say what's going to happen in the long program with the leaders so close. And, again, you've got two Americans, Kimmy Meisner and Emily Hughes, 16 and 17 years old, respectively, who are, you know, potentially in the medal mix, although neither of them has the complexity in their skating to really be favorites for that right now. But it was really a great night for Americans.
Well, if you have two well-known women skaters, Sasha Cohen and Irina Slutskaya, not neck and neck, nose and nose after the short program with Cohen a little bit ahead, what does the track record say? Are they both equally capable of skating a second great another long program, or is one typically falter? What do people make of it?
Well, you know, they have very, very different styles. And Sasha Cohen certainly has a reputation for falling apart in major competitions in the past. You know, she's been the perennial bridesmaid, has finished second constantly. You know, she certainly was always following up Michelle Kwan at nationals. But she seems like a different, more confident skater this year. And that's been something I've seen for the last 6 months. I'll be interested to see if she holds herself together. Irina Slutskaya, not the graceful artist that Sasha is, an extraordinary jumper, a great spinner, technically talented, speedy across the ice. She's been incredibly consistent this whole year. She's the reigning world champion. So, you know, I would say maybe you sort of give Slutskaya the edge going into the final, but if Sasha skates like she did tonight, she's just the extraordinary, elegant skater I think the judges want to reward.
Well, Amy Shipley, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Amy Shipley of the Washington Post on today's women's short program in figure skating. And you can read a daily Olympics diary, keep up with the latest results, and see photos from Turin at our website, npr.org.